there. Bad morning over here, but a good one right there. All right. Okay, all right. So we got some good morning. Still bad over here. You guys are sunk. We got some good mornings all around right here, though. All right, guys. If y'all would, I'll tell you what. I'll give y'all just another minute. No, I won't. We're going to start. So hopefully you guys grab the correct syllabus with your correct year. I'm going to talk about all that because some of you guys don't know what year you are, and I'll walk y'all through that here in just a second. I want to pray and get going. Lord, I am so excited about this group of students. The students, I'm excited about this year, and I am excited because I sense their anticipation for what you're going to do in their hearts and in their lives. And so we pray, Father, that you would meet us here and that you would mold us and shape us through our spiritual formation programs, through our mentoring, also through our relationships and through the events that happen on and off campus. That you would just have your way with us. That's our whole desire. That's why we're here, Lord. That's why we submit to your reign. And pray that you just help us to do that better and better every day. And pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so like I say, hopefully you picked up some sheet of paper. It may or may not have been the right one, but we're going to talk about that. And if you need to swap as you leave, we'll leave them there so you can swap as we leave. Jesus spoke about one particular subject just about more than any of the other subjects in the gospel. Y'all know what it was? Mentoring. Jesus didn't know. Yes. It was in John chapter 29. John doesn't have 29 chapters. Okay, we're going to get there. Some of you guys are like, oh, here it is? I'm going to look that up. No, one subject that he talked about more than just about any other subject. It wasn't righteousness. It wasn't holiness. Wasn't love. Money. Who gets the extra credit up here? Marlene gets the extra credit. He talked about money more than just about any other subject. Like, what? I thought he would talk about purity or the kingdom or something like that. When he was talking about the kingdom, a lot of what he used as his metaphor was money. You know why Jesus talked about money so often in the Gospels? It's because he knew that money has a hold on people's hearts. And when he refers to money, he understands that he's speaking their language. People understand money. People understand that they need money to thrive. They want more of it. It has a hold on their heart. They understand things about investing and reaping and sowing. That's kind of an agricultural term, but you get what I mean. And so Jesus would talk quite a bit about money. I want to talk to you about the same premise here in regard to DCC spiritual formation programs. When I talk about spiritual formation at DCC, we have a lot of stuff that kind of falls under that umbrella. One of those is Illuminate. One of those is chapel. Some of that is your residence halls devotions. Some of that is your mentoring relationships. And you guys are here in Illuminate, first day of Illuminate of the fall, all right? And you guys are going to be launching into some, what we're really hoping are some dynamic relationships with your mentors. And then also some spiritual formation discussion and some other life application kind of stuff. And that's what I mean by spiritual formation. What I want to encourage you guys, though, is to understand that just like your finances, you guys will reap what you sow in the spiritual formation at Dallas Christian College. So what I want to encourage you to do is invest, because you can make it through DCC without investing a whole lot in the spiritual formation. You can even pass Christian service and really not invest a whole lot in spiritual formation. That is possible to do. So I'll just, if all you're wanting is your diploma, you can do that and really not invest a whole lot. I can also promise you what you'll get is a very, 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 very expensive sheet of paper. And that's about it. Okay? Because college graduates are really a dime a dozen. I'm probably not supposed to say that as a college administrator. But I'm just warning y'all, in the job market, all your competitions are going to have college degrees. That's really not a big whoop. That's not a big deal. What is a big deal are students who have grown and broadened their perspective and expanded their thinking through their undergraduate experience. And they can only do that if they invest in the program and invest in the system that's made available to them. Invest in the relationships that are here for you. And just as Jesus encouraged his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, things like store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth does not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. He said later, specifically to his disciples, Peter said, hey man, we've given up everything to follow you. We've bought in. We're all in on this thing, Jesus. And Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has invested, anyone who has sacrificed on behalf of the kingdom will not fail to receive many more times in this age and in the age to come. And I think that that principle is extremely true for your time here at DCC. So what I'm saying is, you guys, come to chapel. Come to Illuminate. You're every one of you guys, including first year, that's a new thing for you first year students, are going to be involved in mentoring relationships. You can pass Christian service and not meet with your mentor. That's probably possible. You can fill out your live text and you'll slide right through the system. Okay? I know that's true, but you won't benefit at all from that. So meet with your mentor. That's where I'm going with that. Invest in that relationship. You have such a tremendous opportunity to grow in your spirit. Listen, I read a lot of your application essays. And no one here says, well, I really need a very expensive sheet of paper that says diploma on it. No one says, I just need the credential because that's all the world cares about. No, well, you say stuff like, man, I want to draw closer to the Lord. I want to be significant in his kingdom. And I believe that we have put together some programs that are going to help you do exactly that. If you take it up. If you guys choose to invest in those relationships. That's the only way your mentoring relationship is going to be of any value to you, is if you sacrifice to make it work. I'm telling you, meeting with your mentor is not going to be convenient. There's not going to be a time when you're like, wow, I've got nothing to do for the next hour. Every other week. Every Wednesday, for the rest of the semester, I have nothing to do. That's not going to happen. If you want to meet with your mentor, you're going to have to make it happen. You're going to have to gel your schedules together, which is like herding cats. It's very difficult to do. All right? Has anyone tried to herd cats? I have. I've tried to work with your schedules. So you get those schedules together. Make that thing happen. And so all that is to say, invest in what we're offering you guys. I believe in it. I think you believe in it. You're paying a lot of time and money to be here to believe in it. So take it up. All right? That's my spiel about spiritual formation. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. So let me go over some of the things that make Christian service work. All right, there's been some changes, so for you second through fourth year guys, there's some pertinent stuff in here for you too. And as soon as y'all stop bombarding my office saying, how do you do the tip-a-tip-a-tip, then I'll stop telling y'all this stuff again and again. But I think it's good review. Yeah. And some of it's not even review, it's brand new. So you're getting your money's worth out of the morning. Huh? Huh? Moving on. Hey, iCards. Hopefully you guys have your iCards by now, and you signed in at the back, you beeped in, beep, beep. What you can do is sign in, badge in on the way out. We'll do that just today because for your first year students, you might not have even known that that's what you do. Hey, Hunter, point at one. There, now point at another one. There you go. You know what? Actually, though, guys, I'll tell y'all, use that one and not that one. Y'all weren't looking. They weren't that one and not that one. Not that one, but that one. Not that one. Yes. Here's why, guys. If you badge in at the same time as another person, it's only going to read one of you, and I don't know which one it'll be. And it takes it like a half a second to reset to read the next card. So if it's going, it'll like explode. And worse than that, you won't get credit for being here. So just use the one there, and I would encourage you to beep a few times and like rack up your points for being here. You get extra Jesus points, all right? And if you do not yet have your iCard, you can get that made just after this, after Illuminate. Head right on up there. By the way, this is our lovely assistant, Cleora Harris, right back here. She's nodding but not waving. There she is. Yes, yes, yes. Cleora will be sending you loving reminders that perhaps you missed chapel at a certain point. Just gently reminding you that you're supposed to be there and you weren't. Right, that's coming from Cleora. She is an enormous help. She volunteers hours every week in the community office. She's actually going to be upstairs making iCards. If you don't have one, she'll hook you up right after Illuminate. Okay? You also need that to eat. Yeah? Some of y'all went, ooh. Oh, okay, well, then I'll go. Jen has something important to say. Or don't eat. Just kidding. Yeah, write your name down. They'll figure that out at the cafeteria. You can fast. You can fast until they get those numbers entered. That'd be spiritual. Okay, one of the changes for all of you guys is I am now the professor of Christian service. The professor on record for past semesters has been Mark Worley. I am now the professor on record for Christian service. If you have questions about your grade, about assignments, about makeup, first off, read your syllabus. If you don't find it there, go online. If you don't find it there, ask the Dalai Lama. I don't care. But then, as last resort, you can maybe bombard my office again. I am the professor on record to answer all of those kind of questions. Mark Worley still presides over the mentoring relationships. So if you have questions about who your mentor is or what you're supposed to be doing, go check your email because it's there. Or check your syllabus because it's there. And then, when all else fails, go see Mark Worley. All right? We really do try and make every effort to keep you guys informed. So there you have it. That's the breakdown on Christian service. Hey, listen, let me remind you where the locations are for Illuminate. First-year students are going to meet, well, actually, all of you guys are going to alternate. Y'all are aware of that. First-year students may not be, but you're alternating between your mentoring relationship and your meeting for whatever discussion it is for that day. First-year students meet here. Second-year students, you guys are now meeting in 201. Third-year students will meet in 301. And fourth-year students will also meet in 301 because, whew, you're on alternating Wednesdays. See how I worked that out? Okay. And if you are a transfer student, you're still going to be a first-year student. So a lot of you guys transferred in as a sophomore or something like that. For our purposes, we want you to go through our first-year program. So the year that you're in does not necessarily correlate with your classification, unless you started here as a true freshman, then it might. Okay. But really, it's more your time with DCC. So if this is your first semester with DCC, regardless of your classification, you're a first-year student. Doesn't mean you're a freshman. Means you're a first-year student. If you are a transfer student, you came in as a junior or something like that, after your first year, then talk with me, talk with Mr. Worley, and then we're going to look at you on a case-by-case basis so that we can move you forward in the program. Might be a situation where we give you an outside mentor while you're mentoring a younger student, something like that. Okay, if you came to us brand new in the spring of 2012, like my good friend Glenny and Jose, you guys then are a second year student. All right? Unless we move you forward. He's so confused. That's his composed look over there. But you're composed. So if you are confused, and you're going to come talk to us afterward. See there? There we go. So come and talk to us. But what we're going to do is be able to address you on a case-by-case basis and get you right in where you need to be so that we can progress you through our program before you graduate. Okay? Okay. Very good. Question's good. Now, you guys have a syllabus there, and I meant to bring one so I could walk through it with you, but I didn't. Can I borrow your syllabus? Oh. Your syllabus looks a lot like this. And I want to walk y'all through some of those things so that we're all on the same page. Grading and requirements. I want to let y'all know Christian service has switched to a pass-fail situation so that you no longer have D's for Christian service. You're like, well, I passed. And then you submit your transcript to grad school, and they're like, hey, you got great grades, except you bombed Christian service continually. No, it'll just say pass or fail. And I'll get to this here in a moment, but you cannot graduate from DCC with failed semesters of Christian service. So they'll all be passes, right? Right. So if you do have failed semesters of Christian service, that ain't gonna fly come graduation time. You'll have to make those up, and they'll all be passes. And you'll just look golden for your grad school or for your job. All right? So there are four components that make up DCC, Christian service. All right? Chapel attendance, service days, Christian service hours, and then your Illuminate attendance and live text. All right? Every one of those things has make-up options. Our goal here, guys, is to walk you through the program, not to rule with an iron fist. If you miss chapel, listen, you can make it up. If you miss Illuminate, we've got a structure in place where you can make it up. Service day, you need to be at that one. But if you're sick or... That's pretty much it. If you're sick or have some kind of emergency, we'll allow you to make that up. If you forgot or had to work, that one you're pretty much going to fail. Okay. Moving right along then. So there's some of your instructions on making up chapel. Cleora is very good. If you miss a chapel service, she'll send you an email, and it has all the instructions on it. But then you have to read the email. It's this new thing. It's like got all the information there. You're like, that's got more than three words. I'd rather just call and bug someone than read the instructions. No, read the instructions, and there's a link right there where you can go and make up that service. When you make up a chapel service or an Illuminate service, here's what I'm looking for. Two paragraphs. One that's about what the service is about, who spoke, what they said, and then the second paragraph is your response. Do you agree, disagree, did you like it, did it put you to sleep, could you have done a better job speaking, whatever. All right, so that's what I'm looking for on those makeups for chapel and for Illuminate. You can also make up your Christian service. So you'll see down here, the next explanation is about Christian service. You guys know you need to report on 6 hours per report period. This is painfully simple. There are your report periods right there. August, September is one period. So you don't have anything due in August. It's August, September, October, and November, okay? If you miss August, September, do them in October. They're made up. Poof. Pretty easy, right? Okay? What I want to see at the end of the semester is that you have 18 hours of service. That's it. Doesn't get much simpler than that. All right? Moving right along. Regarding your schedule, that's going to be, Illuminate is in there. We've already talked about that. Then your Illuminate sessions are there. Hey, listen, guys, all your sessions are mapped out right there on your syllabus, so you're responsible for those. So put them in your calendar or, you know, write this down on your pillowcase and so it'll ooze into your brain while you sleep. I don't care, but there's your schedule, okay? So you're now responsible for it because you have it. All right? If you don't have the convenient time to meet with your mentor, if 11 o'clock on Wednesday is not convenient for you and your mentor, you can meet at a different time. Not first-year students. That's for second through fourth. Second through fourth year. If you want to meet some other time, that's fine, but make sure you're doing it about every other week for about an hour. Do it for the prescribed amount of time. Doesn't have to be on Wednesdays, obviously. First-year students, it does, because you're in small groups, and that's when you meet. All right? Questions? Good. All right, live text is still part of Christian service, so be sure and see Mark Worley if you have questions about that. Better yet, read the instructions. Move to the end of the schedule there in your syllabus. I already mentioned your Christian service requirements for graduation. Christian service requirements for graduation. You have to pass all Christian service semesters in order to graduate. If you don't, you can talk to a few of our should-have-been graduates. We didn't let them walk. They didn't get their expensive piece of paper. And they're making up Christian service now so that they can, in fact, walk and get their expensive piece of paper. So you have to make up all of those semesters and get a passing grade in all of them, okay? You can make those up, and right after that, it outlines how you make that up, okay? First, second, third failed semester, all right? And you'll see that all of those involve Christian service and some kind of reflection and research and report on that, okay? So if you fail a semester, I'm just going to copy this right out of your syllabus and send it back to you. That's how you make it up, okay? It's typically going to involve an MLA formatted paper and, like I say, service hours. If you fail three semesters, you see it says 64 man hours or woman hours, whatever the case may be, and you can lead a team to do the project with you. If you have questions on that because you've bombed Christian service, let me know. But you notice that it only says second, and third failed semester. Right after that, it's not a new policy. It's one that we're putting teeth into. If you fail more than three semesters of Christian service, we're not going to let you enroll for class, all right, for the next semester. So just so you know, upon that third failed semester, you're done until you make those semesters up. We're going to put a hold on your account so you can't register. That ain't cool. So make up your semester. Better yet, don't fail them. That would solve everything, right? Don't fail Christian service and you're set. But if you happen to do so, you'll need to make those up in order to continue. Academic integrity in attendance. Yeah, this one's an ugly one. I had to put this one in here because I had to. Listen, you guys badge in, and some of you upperclassmen, you sign in. Here's what you can do to get on my bad side. Lie. That's what she do. She's like, I really want to torque the administrators at this college. I think I'll lie. If you badge in, if you sign in, and then you leave, guess what? You lied. It is 100% lying. There's no gray area in that one, okay? So what we have sometimes, there's some students that are very, very sneaky, crafty, and they'll badge in, beep, beep, and then they'll go to the bathroom, and their bathroom break takes as long as until the next chapel service when they do it again, right? Don't do that, okay? I wish I didn't have to have a talk on academic integrity and integrity in attendance, but there you have it. If it does happen, you can see here, you're going to be, your Christian service grade will be dropped 3-letter grades for internal purposes. I realize it's pass-fail, but bottom line, if you would have received a B, you now flunked because you badged in and left once. So see how serious we are about doing this. Don't sign in and then leave, all right? I think that's enough on that. Okay, and the last thing you have there is the Christian service table. Students want to know, okay, exactly what do I have to do to pass Christian service? This is not complicated. There's no confusion. It's right there. So check it out. Here's what you have to do to pass Christian service. Go to chapel, go to Illuminate, do your life text, do your Christian service report, go to service day. So you see the requirement there that you have to do. The point of no return is if you do this, you'll fail. So if you miss 10 chapels and you don't make them up, you'll fail. Okay? If you miss 4 Illuminates, you'll fail. If you miss all of your Christian service reports, you'll fail. See how this works? If you miss skip service day, if you miss skip day, Christian will just have his feelings hurt. But if you miss service day, you'll fail. I mean, really, okay? Both equally traumatic to the school and to our well-being. But it does then list how you can make up every single one of those, okay? So those are the things you have to do to pass Christian service. Any questions? Good. I do want to emphasize, since all of you guys are in mentoring relationships, it's important that y'all understand the success of that relationship is really incumbent upon the mentee. It's really up to the mentee to make that mentoring relationship happen, okay? Hey, second-year students, get it up if you're a second-year student. Come on, let me see you with some pride. Second-year students, all right, all right. And you're like, I'm not a freshman, yeah! Except that some of you still are, but that's okay. So second-year students, you guys need to be the ones driving the ship for your with your fourth-year mentor, okay? Don't have your fourth-year mentor chasing you down saying, I really want to mentor you. Can I mentor you? Let's do this thing. It's for your benefit, right? Hey, the faculty, for first-year students, the faculty are not going to hunt you down. Well, they may. Hopefully they will. But, you know, it's not their job to say, oh, gosh, I sure would like you to sit under my tutelage. Well, would you please come to our mentoring sessions more? Because I need you there for my own self-gratification and, you know, self-importance. No, it's for your benefit. You're the one that has to make that relationship happen. So you guys be sure and be there. Third-year students, we're going to actually talk to y'all a little bit more here in just a second because that one is a really critical and powerful mentoring relationship that you can have with an outside mentor. So I'll talk to y'all about that here in a second. Actually, Mark Worley is going to talk to you about that here in a second. Okay? So if you do have questions, hey, come and talk to me. Come and talk to Mark Worley, not right now, and we're going to walk you through this system. Listen to me, guys. You are what matters to me, not the system, not the program. So if we can do anything we can that's going to help you in forming your spirit and drawing you closer to the Lord, that's exactly what we're going to do. So come and talk to me about it. Come and talk to Mark Worley about it. And, you know, the grading, the Christian service grading, you think you hate Christian service grade? I mean, how many of you guys are excited about Christian service grades? Liars! Liar! You liar! Hey, listen. I really dislike Christian service grades more than any of y'all. I really do. It's like, I'm going to grade you on how well you do as a Christian. That's a tough thing to do, okay? Yet at the same time, I want you guys to grow toward our Lord. And while you're here, this is the program that we have set up. But always know, guys, that my goal and my heart and my focus, and you guys know, Mark Worley's goal and his heart and his focus is for your growth and for you to honor our Lord. And that's exactly why we have these programs in place. You dig it? Dig it. All right, here's what we're going to do right now. We are going to dismiss everyone except those third-year students. So, if you're a third-year student, you get some more of this. The rest of you guys, if y'all would, quickly make your way on out. Hey, Diana. There you go. Let's see if you let me borrow that.